Continuing on our theme, but in a different way, Australian politicians are being asked to introduce legislation to protect a new kind of company, a B company or a benefit corporation, one that's passed a rigorous certification process to assess that its ethics and its social and environmental impacts are positive. There are now 200 such companies in Australia. Worldwide, there are thousands. And this seems a logical extension of this whole emerging debate about the purpose of a corporation, which is really what we've just been alluding to. It marks a return to considering that a company's stakeholders are, yes, its shareholders, but also the community it operates within and its labour force. Is it possible the time is just right for companies to seek B certification, to position themselves differently as capitalist entities, maybe? One of the founders of this movement is Bart Houlihan, who joins us by Skype from his home in Philadelphia. Welcome.
Thank you, Geraldine. I'm happy to be here.
And in Perth is Alan English, whose Brisbane-based company Silver Chef is publicly listed, expanding rapidly, and yes, B Corporation certified. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Geraldine.
Now, Brad, the Commonwealth Bank, which I imagine you're not particularly familiar with, but which we've just been hearing about, if it was seeking B Corp certification, what would it have to show?
Well, the certification is really trying to recognize best-in-class companies, Geraldine, those companies that are both making money and making a difference. And to be certified, there are two fundamental requirements. The first is you must evaluate your impact on all your stakeholders using something called the B Impact Assessment. It gives clear evidence of the highest standards of social and environmental performance. So as you can imagine, it looks not only at how you treat your consumers, but also your workers, the community, the environment, and your governance practices very importantly. And so that's the first requirement, the highest standards of social and environmental performance. And the second piece, which is particularly relevant to your prior conversation, is there needs to be a legal change where a business fundamentally changes its governing documents so that it's required not to consider only its shareholders, but also society at large. You do those two things, you can be certified.
You can be certified. And I think central is the notion that you try to look at, so you might, for instance, have a health food company, say, that actually is making all of these nice moves, but has a very dodgy product tucked away quietly. That's the sort of thing that trips them up, is it?
We're certainly trying to avoid greenwashing, Geraldine. We're trying to create a certification that looks at the whole. And so this is kind of like fair trade for coffee or organic for an apple, but with one really important difference. It's not a product or a practice certification, Geraldine. It's a whole company certification. It looks at the whole entity. And so we want to make sure that the company that is
including
a fair
supply
trade
chain
coffee company,
or not.
You bet. You bet. Mm-hmm. Supply chain, community engagement, environmental practices, worker involvement, all of those elements are critical to a company having a positive impact on society and the environment. So we look at the whole, kind of view it as like a good housekeeping seal of approval for a whole business.
And what sort of yields are your companies? I mean, this is, some people will be listening and saying, okay, fine, great, sounds marvelous. What sort of return to investor do they make?
So I think there's a misconception in the marketplace that people think if you're focused on something exclusively beyond shareholder value, you're going to in some way be concessionary in your returns. And our evidence so far is directly the opposite, Geraldine, that this isn't just the right thing to do, but in fact, it's a better way to do business, that these companies attract and retain better talent, they get more access to capital, they have stronger consumer loyalty, and over the long haul, they are more profitable businesses. They create a better return to their shareholders over the long haul because these practices just make companies more resilient, more able to withstand the ups and downs of a marketplace.
Now, I'm going to come back to your personal story in a moment, but I want to draw Alan English in. Now, your company, Silver Chef, is a B company. What does it do, and how would you say this has changed your business behaviour?
Well, excuse me. Silver Chef is an equipment funder to the restaurant industry. So we offer a rent, try, buy process for young people who want to get their own cafes or bars established and can't get access to capital from the traditional banking sources because they don't have real estate. We've got some 30,000 across the globe now that are working with us. How the B Corp movements changed? We were always a very purpose-driven organisation. So in the very early stages, our vision was helping people achieve their dreams. We had a great workplace culture. We'd won many awards in great places to work, etc. And then my youngest daughter, Rachel, pointed out the B Corporation movement to have a look at. And truly, it was like almost finding our tribe. You know, here was thousands of other business leaders around the world who believed and saw that you could use business as a force for good. And so we went through the rigorous accreditation process where they checked the works that we were doing to make sure we were delivering what we were promising. And it's really been quite a transformative process in building a better quality business. And it gave me as a leader a broader view. So now I was looking at, well, I hadn't done any work on the environmental sustainability of our business. And so it made me look at that part of it. We've been doing some great works in the community, but sort of measuring it we hadn't done before. So it just made us a better quality business overall.
So you always had quite, by the sound of you, Alan, quite a strong philanthropic bent there, but you also, I take it you also like making money. By the sound of it, what it does is it sort of educates you or it guides you. Is that what it does do?
Well, it does that as well, but most importantly, it attracts talent. I mean, if you, the people who, particularly Generation Y, if you think about by 2025, 75% of the workforce is going to be Generation Y or millennial, as they call it. The things that we know that are true for millennials is that they want to have a great job, they want to have a career, they want to make good money, and they want to change the world. They want to be aligned to purpose-driven organisations that are not just there for the shareholder. Now, in the financial returns part of it, I just want to endorse a little bit what Bart was saying. So Silver Chef listed it on the stock exchange in 2005 for a market capitalization of $11 million. By 2010, we'd grown that to $32 million, and which was a pretty nice growth. But then I changed it into a purpose-driven organisation where I moved 50% of our family shares into a foundation to make the foundation the largest shareholder, then did a lot of work around the purpose piece and values and culture and getting the right people. But in that journey from then to now, the market capitalization has gone from $32 million to $320 million, so a multiplier of 10.
Now, and just to be devil's advocate, that might have happened I mean, obviously you're in a growth mode by the sound of it, might it have occurred anyway?
Well, I think the key driver is the customer satisfaction. So when you have great talent that comes and joins your company because of your purpose, that must be expressed in a measurable term that's going to deliver economic value. The way that we approached that was using a scoring system called a Net Promoter Score, which is a way of measuring customer satisfaction. When we started the journey, we were 35 points. Today, we run at 72 points. To give that as a comparison, in the financial services sector, runs at 9. Banks run at -5 to +5, and we're running at 72. What that means is that you attract the talented people that deliver great customer satisfaction, customers do more repeat business with you, and your economic value grows.
Okay, I'm going to come back to Bart, because I just must hear a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, of your story, how you got to this point, please.
Sure, Geraldine. My background is as an entrepreneur. I, like Alan, believe in the power of business and have spent most of my professional career running companies. The company I ran right before B-Lab, our nonprofit, was a company called And One, Geraldine. It made basketball footwear and apparel. We scaled it up to about $250 million U.S. and sold it in 2005. And during my 11 years running that company with a terrific team, a few things became clear to me. Number one, that business, in my humble opinion, is the most powerful man-made force in society, and that secondly, it could be harnessed as a force for good. But what became really clear to me over those 11 years is it's just not structured that way, Geraldine. There are cultural expectations and, in some cases, legal impediments that get in the way of companies that are trained to scale both profits and purpose. And I felt that firsthand at And1 as we were scaling, and we brought in outside. We did a leverage recap where we brought in an outside investor. And all of a sudden, when you're not playing with your own money, it becomes pretty clear what your fiduciary duties are as a director and an executive. And then finally, Geraldine, my story ends with the sale of And1. And at that moment, at the moment of liquidity, the requirement, at least here in the United States, is you must maximize the return to shareholders. Mm. And within probably 6 months of the sale of the company, whatever was left of our commitment to our employees, the community, and the environment had been stripped out by the new owner.
Right. Which was
it was pretty clear to me that, it's, you know, we need a different way. We need a better way.
Pretty devastating to you. Company. Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty troubling.
Yeah. So, yes. So tell me, if you wouldn't mind, what has been the change? As you say, have you got a legislative shift underway in several states now so that you don't, that business about returning most of the shareholder is not legislated?
You bet. And so the way that we're approaching our long-term objective is fundamentally changing how business acts in society and getting business more engaged in solving the great challenges in front of all of us, that we believe in government and the nonprofit sector. They are necessary, Geraldine, but insufficient to deal with the enormous challenges in front of us. And the way we go about that is we find leaders like Ellen, you know, best-in-class companies that can demonstrate that you can do both. You can make money and make a difference. And we call them these certified B corporations. And from there, Geraldine, we ask that community of leaders to work together to advocate for the creation of a new legally recognized corporate form, something called a benefit corporation. And we've passed that here, Geraldine, in 35 states, and it is moving forward in another 12 countries, and it was recently recommended about 18 months ago by the G20.
Now, do you mind? I'm just looking at my time here. I want to go back to you, Alan, to give you the final word. I understand this draft legislation being drawn up in Australia. Has it been presented to politicians yet here?
We're having discussions, early stage discussions on both sides, and we're getting good bipartisan support for it. I mean, if you think about it as a concept, here you have got something that's got a low cost to be able to be against the taxpayer, yet has got massive potential societal benefits. So therefore, the more companies that are using business as a force for good will mean there's less people in need of government services. So for a total society point of view, I think it's a win-win situation. There's not a lot of downsides. So henceforth, we're having good conversations, shall we say, but it's early stages.
Thank you both. Look, we must leave it there, and I wish you both luck.
Thank you very much, Geraldine.
Thank you, Geraldine. Thanks for having us.
Bart Houlihan from the B Corporation Movement and Alan English, whose Brisbane-based company Silver Chef is publicly listed and B Corporation certified.